Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Effigy Mounds National Monument is a must-see attraction for many in the Midwest. The monument includes more than 2,500 acres and is home to more than 200 mounds built by ancient mound builders. The site is considered sacred by many Americans. And before it became a national monument in 1949, an Iowa State Representative, George Schulte, tried to get it designated as a national park. Now there are people who are trying to revive that proposal. Joe Schomburg is one of them. He's a lawyer practicing in Chicago, but he grew up in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and he recently co-authored an editorial calling for Effigy Mounds to become a national park that was published in the Cedar Rapids Gazette and the Iowa City Press Citizen. And in just a few minutes, Bill Whitaker, Research Director of the Office of the State Archaeologist, will join us. But first, Joe Schomburg is on the line with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Charity. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And of course, Effigy Mounds is in northeastern Iowa. You grew up in Fort Dodge, north central Iowa. When you were growing up, Joe, you didn't actually know about Effigy Mounds?
No, I had never even heard of it up until, you know, a few years ago. And even when I go back home or talk to my friends in Des Moines or Fort Dodge today, it's kind of sad, but nobody really has ever been there. They never heard of it. And, you know, maybe that's just the nature of the people who I'm talking to. But no, I'd never been. And it's really a shame because it's such a beautiful area.
So when did you first go?
So my co-author and I, Alexa Perez, kind of discovered it for ourselves a few years ago. We were in school in Chicago and would kind of travel around the country, go into these national parks because, you know, we loved going out and hiking and enjoying the nature. And we were just driving through eastern Iowa on our way home from Fort Dodge, Chicago. And we decided just on a kind of a lark to just stop by. And it seemed like a good spot to, you know, get some fresh air. And within about 20 minutes, we couldn't shut up. We kept on talking to each other about how is this not kind of on the same level as all those parks we would go out to in Utah and California and whatnot. So we actually, on that first stop, spoke with a great park ranger, and he kind of told us about a lot about the park, but also about the history of, you know, trying to make it a national park about 110 years ago. And it was fascinating to us, and we've kind of been obsessed with this idea ever since.
So in your mind, why do you feel it would be important for Effigy Mounds to be a national park instead of a national monument?
Sure. I mean, I think that's kind of a fair question where there maybe might not be a huge difference to a lot of people, especially considering that it would still be administered by the National Park Service. But I think, you know, when you really get down to it, I think there's a lot of arguments, but the main one is that if you ask people to maybe name 5 national parks, they can probably do so. It's much more difficult to have them name 5 national monuments. There are, I think, over 400 national monuments. There are about 61 national parks. It's just a more elite club, and it's such a special park, and hiking in national parks has kind of become such a special thing for people to do. It seemed like there was a huge kind of gap in the middle of the country where there was no access to these parks. And I think kind of putting it on this elevated level of a park might, you know, just kind of bring more people to the area and give, you know, Iowans and Midwesterners something to be proud of, where, you know, they've also got a park of their own to kind of showcase a different type of, you know, natural beauty.
Well, and you point out in your article, and anybody who's ever lived in the Midwest knows this, that there is kind of this hole in the center of the map where there aren't any national parks. And now, of course, since you visited Effigy Mounds, there has been a change. Indiana Dunes has become a national park. So I guess there's one a little bit closer, and of course, way up north in Minnesota. But do you feel like that's part of the problem here that the kind of nature that we have in the Midwest isn't considered to be special?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is exactly it. And I think maybe what might be driving this is that Alexa and I might just have a different philosophy on what we think parks do and why they're important. I think, obviously, outside of the obvious preservation element, there's an element of kind of showcasing beauty, a great kind of natural American beauty. And if someone doesn't think that the Midwest has that, I would dare them to go to Effigy Mounds. I mean, I think, your jaw kind of hits the floor. It's extremely beautiful. And even more so, I think that kind of providing recreational activities outdoors, who can't get behind that? That seems to me like such a missed opportunity where, of course, the park is still there right now. But, if we think national parks are important, I think one of those reasons is because it gives everyday Americans access to go out and kind of revel in American splendor and get some exercise. And it's a shame that, someone in Des Moines has to drive, basically have to take a day off of work to go and appreciate these places. And it's unfortunate because there's beauty and access to recreation right in their own backyard.
So, as I mentioned, you published this in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, the Iowa City Press Citizen, the Des Moines Register. What kind of response have you gotten to the editorial?
So, I guess not a huge response from, other than, the comment sections and whatnot. I think our purpose of kind of publishing these editorials was because we thought immediately once we first visited there would be, a huge conversation about this online or somewhere, and we really couldn't find anything. So we just essentially wanted to start the conversation, or at least make it, more wider known, because, regardless of, people disagree with us or agree with us, I think that this is something that's important to not only Iowans but to all Americans. In this conversation about what deserves to be called, natural beauty, and where do we deserve to kind of section off area for people to enjoy. So I haven't had a huge response, but hopefully this kind of gets the ball rolling.
Well, Joe, stay with us. I'm talking with Joe Schomburg. He's one of the co-authors of an editorial calling for Effigy Mounds to become a national park. And I want to bring Bill Whitaker into the conversation now. He's research director at the Office of the State Archaeologist based in Iowa City. He helped map the mounds, survey the mounds, and has done a great deal of work in the area over the years. And Bill, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Cherry. I'm always glad to be here, especially to talk about my favorite place in Iowa, Effigy Mounds.
So I've got to say, as a 40-something Iowan, when Joe says that his friends haven't heard of Effigy Mounds, that kind of wounds me. I suspect that it wounds you as well. Are you surprised that maybe there are a lot of young people out there and maybe just a lot of people, period, who haven't even heard of Effigy Mounds?
Yeah, I really like Joe and Alexa's editorial in that it really showcases this wonderful piece of Iowa that not many people know about. And that brings the bigger issue of, is converting it to a national park the right way to go. I think in some respects it might be a good idea because you're going to have increased scrutiny of the park. Park Service would contend that they treat their national parks the same as they treat their as they treat their national monuments, that there's no real difference in how they're treated. However, you could argue that the increased visibility that being a national park does would lead to sort of more view from the National Park Service, which could help Effigy Mounds National Monument. But if you're going to make any big change like that, the big consideration you need to deal with is how would the Native American tribes who have an interest in Effigy Mounds react to this? And I know a fair number of Native people. I communicate with them frequently, including through Facebook. And I sort of was feeling out the idea for them and what their view and idea of this is. And they can range from anywhere to Effigy Mounds is a sacred space. It's a cemetery. It should be restricted in access and treated it thus way. To the other end, which would be is that support for mounds and mound preservation and preservation of Native American sites is really dependent upon public support. And the best way to get public support is to get the public out to sites like Effigy Mounds National Monument. So there's a within the Native community, there seems to be a range of ideas and opinions about bigger changes like this. At Effigy Mounds, there has been changes over time. Recently, well, not recently, but in the past few decades, there were controversies about how well the park had been managed. The current directors, Jim Nepstead and Albert LeBeau, have done a great job of protecting the sites and getting conversations with the Native community going, which has really helped help solidify and preserve the mound sites as they are and gotten a much better feedback from the Native community. And we'd really need to continue that and get Native input as to whether or not shifting to a national park is a good idea or not.
The site, 2,500 acres, I guess I'm not an expert on national parks, but that's pretty small by national park standards. So, I mean, Bill, if Effigy Mounds was to become a national park, what do you think would have to happen to really bring it to the caliber of other national parks in the country?
That is a good question as to whether or not the National Park Service would agree to having such a small park be a national park. And they might argue that, well, it's a priority as it is now as a national historic landmark, and therefore it doesn't need to be changed to a national park. So the difficulty would be convincing the Park Service that this is a good idea, that it would help the resource. And the Park Service, I'm sure, is going to be very interested in what the Native community has to say about this. I think because of problems that the Effigy Mounds has had in past decades, they have a very heightened awareness of what the tribal community thinks. And I'm quite certain that this idea wouldn't go forward unless the tribes are really supportive of it and really view it as a good idea. So you'd really have to convince tribal members, the Tribal Historic Preservation Offices of all the tribes who have a say in Effigy Mounds, to convince them that this is a good idea. And if you can do that, I think the Park Service would be amenable to this.
And Joe, let's turn back to you for a moment. In presenting this idea, it takes an act of Congress to create a national park. Have you researched this process and what would actually need to happen next to help it move forward?
Well, I mean, yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, it basically just takes an act of Congress. So I think Indiana Dunes was done through a budget, actually. They changed a line in the budget to rename the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore into Indiana Dunes National Park. But your point is well taken. You know, anytime you have to get Congress to do anything, that is no small task. But essentially, Congress can just pass a bill that includes language that changes the park or the monument into a park, and then it's a park.
What's next for you? Where do you want to take this idea?
So I think, you know, when we first kind of submitted the op-ed, it was really just to get the ball rolling and start the conversation. And it's so exciting to be with you today and kind of continue that conversation. There's no kind of formal organizational efforts that have been started yet, but depending on, as Bill mentioned, the kind of appetite for something like this, absolutely, it's something we'd love to see through if it's something that, both the Native American communities and, the communities of, McGregor and Marquette and the towns around the area, was something that everybody could get behind. No real kind of set in stone plans right now, because we'd love to hear more about, what the appetite for something like this is. But, assuming that people do think that this is a worthwhile idea and that, we weren't totally off our rocker with our editorial, we'd love to take the next step and try and get Congress to make a move.
Joe, thanks a lot for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Charity.
Joe Schomburg is one of the co-authors of an editorial calling for Effigy Mounds to become a national park. And Bill, we have just a couple of minutes left, but of course, right now, Effigy Mounds is a national monument, and you can go visit Effigy Mounds. I know this is a place that is incredibly special to you. You've done so much work with Native people in Iowa and other areas in mapping these mounds. And tell us why we should visit.
Well, for a number of reasons. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful spots you're going to find in the Midwest. It's largely a wooded area on huge bluffs, several hundred feet above the Mississippi River. You know, you can see parts of three states from there. Then you can see just the size of these mounds and the number of them. When you're up on the bluffs, you can see the marching bears, this row of bear-shaped mounds that extend along the bluff ridge. If you go to the Snymagill unit, which is about 10 miles south of the main unit, you can see over 100 mounds, Native American mounds, packed into a really tight area on an island where you have bird effigies and bear effigies and long linear mounds and rounded conical mounds, all quietly packed in there. And it's you know, a remarkable reminder of the, you know, 13,000 years of Native American occupation of the Midwest and of Iowa, that they were here and that they produced these just beautiful, enormous earthworks that are still there for us. I also like people to go visit it because that once you see there and once you get a sense of awe of just how wonderful a place of it is, I think that increases the public's appetite for mound preservation and the willingness to make it a priority to keep these sacred spaces sacred and protected. So it's always a mix. You know, you want people to go there because it increases the visibility of it. But the other hand, you also want to keep it sacred and serene. You know, it's like a cemetery. You can go to a cemetery and visit it and, you know, feel enjoyment from the quiet awe, the contemplation it gives you. But you also don't want to turn it into a party area. So
right.
Go visit Effigy Mounds. Just do it respectfully. And thank you for having me.
Well, Bill Whitaker, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bill Whitaker is Research Director at the Office of the State Archaeologist based in Iowa City. We've been talking about an idea possibly to someday turn Effigy Mounds National Monument into a national park. And we were talking about this very special place in Iowa that, of course, many, many Iowans, many people around the world treasure. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.